Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world. Good morning to our Easy Way family, and good morning to the host star of the show, Eric Zuli. Eric, I'll tell you what, I'm just totally amazed by what you're putting together here and the way things are going. The time's going by so fast. It's definitely an ever-changing technical world.
Good morning, Easy Way family. Good morning, Dad. How you doing? Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Yeah.
Some exciting things, Eric. A lot of exciting things. And, you know, like, it seems like every week there's something new going on, basically every day, because every time you turn around with the technology today, it's, you know, the old expression, it's an ever-changing world, and now it's changing even faster.
It really is. AI and technology is just increasing every day. And we want to say good morning to everybody. Those of you guys that are new, that are tuning in, make sure you go to easywaypodcast.com. Look for the Radio Boomers Live Show and make sure you subscribe. Click the subscribe button. Brand new Easy Way podcast system now. The advertising system is now up for you can advertise on Easy Way Network on all websites, everything that we have. You guys can simply advertise starting as low as $50. So make sure you check that out in your Easy Way Network dashboard. So if you're new, make sure you create your free account, easywayi.com. Invite code is Easy Way. And we want to give a great shout out, great big, congratulations to Carmelita Pittman on her new award. I know, Dad, you just got back from the Anna's Heart Foundation event, I believe it was called. How was that?
Oh, yes. It was International Women's Day and a gala presented by Ava Kaufman, and it was an amazing event. I mean, women that have been just very impressive in their fields, and they've faced their, you know, difficult situations, trying to look for a certain word.
Adversity.
And then they spoke, and it was very, very informative and very impressive and inspirational group that they had there. And a Carmelita's birthday also.
Well, yeah, definitely a big congratulations to Carmelita. And, guys, we're going to go to a commercial break. Remember, this week is the official Easy Way Make a Pitch Party. So go to easywaypitchparty.com, letter E, letter Z, easywaypitchparty.com. Register for free to get some free airtime, free stage time. Let people know what you got going on. Get your pitch on. Our motto is you pitch it, we promote it. And we'll be right back. Hey guys, alright, so make sure you join us twice a month every other Thursday for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit easywaywalloffame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting, so when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, easywayfamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there. You know what? Let's just make this a little easier on you. If you're local, text EZWAY, no spaces, to the number 55678. Our system will take it from there.
Got to update that. It's 59925. Text EZWAY to 59925. All right. It's time for Hot Topics. And then when we come back, we're going to have Carol Register, a superstar podcaster and neuro coach. Don't go anywhere, guys. This guest is amazing, and you're going to definitely want to hear more and meet her on the EZWAY Wall of Fame.
Ripped from the headlines, today's Hot Topics.
Well, here it is, March 11th, and it's, by the way, it's the official National Dream Day. How about that? A holiday created to make everyone, both old and young, realize that they can build and go after their dreams. So that's a positive thing. So a lot going on in the news. The U.S. is actually building a port, a temporary port in Gaza to help with the much-needed aid there, food, medical supplies, and so on. It's basically became a real crisis there. So many people without supplies, so they're building a temporary port. And there are also planes flying over, dropping, parachuting down these large boxes of supplies. So it's got to be heads up in Gaza for sure. And the 2024 Oscars, what happened over there? Well, the big winner, Oppenheimer, little did he know, all these years later, it'd make another big blast. And Oppenheimer won the Best Picture, and they had in the different categories, they won the Best Director, Chris Nolan, Best Actor, Cillian Murphy, and they also had 13 nominations, which is a big one. And Barbie came in second, made a lot. Well, I don't know, call it came second. It won. The best song, and only won the best song, but it did get 8 nominations, which is just getting the nominations is a big thing. The International Women's Day Gala, we're talking about Ava Kaufman put it on, and what an amazing job she did. It was accomplished ladies in various fields, and what they've achieved and through adversity, and it was sponsored by our own Carmelita Pittman. And Donald Trump wins big as the Republican nominee, and Joe Biden takes it as a Democratic nominee, and we'll find out what happens on November 5th. Big election will be coming up. So there'll be a lot of stuff going on, you're going to see them on the stations. It'll be everywhere. So Netanyahu defines Biden's red line warnings. And he said, no, it's just going to be the way he's got his way set. And Biden's trying to step in and offer his suggestions. So we want to have peace in that area for sure. And the economists are predicting the National Association for Business Economics, NABA, on Monday predicted that gross domestic product, a measure of the value of goods and services, will rise 2.2% in 2024.
That's great information, Dad, on EZWAY News. But we got to get to our guest now. It's always. I mean, I love all the research that you do, and you're always, you're always keeping this up to date perfectly on the news. But our guest coming up, guys, is Carol Register. She's a platinum member of the EZWAY Network, a dynamic business owner with international and multiple businesses, a podcast host. You guys got to definitely look for Unleashed Unstoppable on EZWAY TV, as well as EZWAY Podcast. Motivational speaker, global investor, and sought-after consultant, as well as CINC certified master neuro coach, who's combined neuroscience and principles of wealth so you can heal your limiting money stories and unleash the power within you. Create your reality, your desire, and let's hear more from Carol directly. Without further ado, let's bring her to the show. Welcome
Carol.
To the show. Carol Register.
Carol Register, yes.
Hey,
Carol.
Hey. I'm super
there
glad to be here. Hi, guys.
Hey. There she is. How are you doing, Carol? And thanks for what I used to say, slowing down with the baby boomers. But now that Eric's on board here. We're going a little faster pace, but of course you're not a baby boomer. We know that, but you are definitely an inspiration for women. You, Carol, where did you get all this inspiration and energy? Because you've been helping so many people change their lives.
Before that question, Dad, Carol, what did you do on National Women's Day? It was a big Women's Day thing yesterday, I believe.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you know, I absolutely loved and posted about it, about our power being unleashed so that we absolutely can be unstoppable, because we are unstoppable. And that's
right.
The cool thing. And I am working with women right now, clients right now, who are learning to step away from old stories of abuse and trauma and difficulty in their life into the reality that, as you were saying, Eric, they truly want to create. So, yeah, what an amazing, magical day, and I'm super grateful for it.
You know,
we're super grateful for you, Carol. And you know, I tell everybody your social media and about your podcast, because everybody that we have in our network wants to get interviewed on a podcast, and a name like Unleashed Unstoppable definitely grabs your attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Unleashed and Unstoppable is all about you stepping into that power. And as you mentioned, I'm a neuro coach. I co-host the podcast with Alex Leanne Carter, who is amazing. And we really want to bring you that information, those tools, those processes that are available for you to know that you matter, that you're worthy, that you are gifted with power. We have way more power than we recognize. And tying into your question, James, that was a part of what happened for me in stepping into the energy of doing this, is once I received those tools and have begun to heal my own life, it's something where I'm like, man, I have to share this. I absolutely have to share this, that we have this ability within us. And yeah, so Unleashed and Unstoppable is a podcast. We are currently ranked globally. We're climbing, growing, and it's free. We do offer sponsorship October, if you can believe it. So in hot demand. And we do always keep the door open, though, because, you know, things change and, you know, we may have to drop a show or whatever. But we absolutely love coming together to bring you the tools and then bringing you these amazing experts that will help you to elevate your life.
Yeah, I got one more question, and then the microphone's all yours, I promise. What type of guest? Because I really want to make sure that listeners understand the caliber of your podcast. I mean, you've had Jen Gottlieb on there, and like people that have 60,000, 100,000, even millions of followers as guests, right?
Yes, absolutely. And the guests that we have are experts in their field. Again, for you to be unleashed and unstoppable. So they're bringing you valuable information on ways you can step up. We've had several of our Easy Way members and have more on the upcoming list. For example, Jason Nightingale, he's in our top five most downloaded podcasts. And Marla Press and Tony Kaufman and Johnny Vinokur and you, Eric. I mean, you have a fabulous podcast on there telling us how we can monetize our content in our community. So this is the type of guest that we have to bring you real value and to highlight ways, again, that you can step into elevating your life and step into your dreams and your goals.
Well, I don't know if you know, Carol, but compliments of our new podcast system. If you actually go to easywaypodcast.com, click on podcast, and then you look up Radio Boomers Live, our podcast right now is cross-promoting your podcast. There's actually a post update on the podcast page with your link that's now been updated. So the links now work on the updates. So your link for your podcast is on the Radio Boomers Live podcast, and it's already shown. It has 14 clicks, and we posted it this morning. Like it's really cool. So make sure you take
awesome.
A look at that. And Dad, the microphone's yours now.
Well, you know, you were talking before, and going back to March 8th, it's been traditionally recognized as the day for International Women's Days by the UN for Women's Rights and World Peace. And because of these movements, it's helped so much with the rights that women have. But, you know, we're talking about women have faced so many issues, and it's definitely a resilience factor that they have. And would you say, Carol, that, you know, we have women coming up and they're on stage and they're speaking like you in various categories, bringing inspiration, but they also had a lot of issues that they had to take with them, a lot of challenges. When you find out, like, wow, this lady was talking and had her podcast or on stage, and yet she faced insurmountable challenges. Would you think it could be kind of a yin and a yang type thing? Like, here you are, Carol, and other people you know, they're presenting what they're doing and trying to help. And they also had their challenges. So do you think by moving forward and how they're trying to help, do you think that could actually be helping them in a way get through by sharing what they've gone through? Do you think that helps ease the pain and gives them more fortitude and moving forward? Do you know where I'm going with it? It's like,
what I mean? And absolutely. Yeah. I do believe that, because when we are generous, when we are giving the wisdom and the tools that we have received, it just, that servitude of giving back of what we've received is so incredible, right? It absolutely does elevate us as women. And there's so much here, James, that I know we have a time limit that I would love to lean into. One of the things in regard to International Women's Day is, again, us stepping into power, and I love defining power, because power can be seen as a word, as a very controlling, domineering, manipulative type thing. It's an experience and a competitive thing. And the way that I define power is something that is beneficial for all. Like, true power is beneficial power. It's collaborative power. It is working together to elevate all and have the greatest impact for all of humanity. So as a woman, I stand for the worthiness of all humans. We all matter. We're all valuable. And looking over history at the suppression of women and children in particular, in large numbers, I don't have a stat for you right now, but a large numbers over thousands of years, this day and age of women being able to step up and have a voice and use our voices and be a prominent part of the world, I think is just something that we haven't even fully leaned into the power of that and having that come back and elevate our own lives is absolutely a huge part of this.
And look at the difference it's made. You know, you remember Elizabeth Stanton, Carol? She was, I would imagine, at one of the first conventions regarding women's rights in the United States called Seneca Falls Convention. And it drew over 300 people, mostly women, and they wanted to be treated as individuals, not dependents. And when you get down to it, a lot of the women in the world make better leaders than men. They have sometimes more compassion. They look at things differently. And it's just something that it should never have started in the first place, that it was unequal. And yet some countries still have to deal with that. But they are reaching out, aren't they? There's countries that have been putting women second, and they're still having their movements today. In fact, I think there's one going on now. I was reading, I don't have the latest stats on that, so I don't want to give the wrong information. But, they're raising their banners. Hey, you know, we should be heard. And so what do you see as the future as far as women's rights and so on and so forth? Do you see pretty much equality? Because there still is a little bit of a difference with some of the income of the same, you know, like executive level as far as income goes. There's still a little drop in percentage there. But it's equaling out, though, isn't it?
It is. And I think one of the important things, first I want to point to the country of Finland. I am 50% Finnish and have 150 cousins there. My family's there. And in their language, they don't use he and her pronouns. It's a very unique language. And, you know, it's the chicken and the egg story, which drives which, but they're on the top 10 most happy people in the world, and they do take a stand for equality in a way that I have not experienced in the U.S. or in South America, where I also live, and even in other places of Europe where I have family. So it's very interesting from that aspect. And as far as the future is concerned, right now, we are stepping into so much more with our understanding of quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the quantum field, the ways that we do create and manifest our reality, and the fact that we're all connected. So many things we're given are a picture of division. And part of it's the way our brains are defaulted to. We have a negativity bias. We have cognitive biases. And we're leaning in now to the understanding of mirror cells, sister cells, DNA research, epigenetics, and the way that we're actually all connected. Every single one of us, men and women, all humans on this planet, across the human race. And I think this message is so important to understand because it helps erase those lines of division that have, you know, come up, which division is an illusion. It's not being verified by the science. And the opposite is being verified by the science. So as we step into that, moving forward in the future and our understanding of that, I believe it will really continue to erase the lines and help all human beings on this planet to start to step into their true value and worthiness.
Absolutely. And the area I was talking about, it was in Turkey, the thousands of women in the street took towards around Istanbul to mark International Women's Day, despite a ban, because they had a strict ban, and they were out there demanding equality and change of laws to protect women and help them gain the rights in their country. But there's a lot of countries that really keep it very strict about that, and yet the skills and talents of these women that are being suppressed are, you know, the country's losing out by not allowing this equality, you know? Really losing out.
I agree 100%. And look at the courage that they're stepping
into
their courage.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Beyond courage. These women are really, you know, like they said, over 338 women have been killed in Turkey since March. And so they're really putting it on the line. But like
yeah.
when Churchill came over, they had him come over after World War II, and they wanted him to speak at some colleges, and he'd get up on stage and he'd say, "Never give up." And then he'd turn around and walk off the stage, and they're going like, "What? He traveled thousands of miles. We finally get him here, and that's all he says." Then they'd have him come up again, and he'd say the same thing, but he wanted to get his point across, you know?
Yeah.
Hang in there. Never give up.
Great information. And Dad, we only have another 2 minutes or so left. But, Carol, I want to make sure I ask you this question.
Recently
we released Easy Way News. We've been featuring your podcast. I think you've been getting some traffic. We also have this show today featured on Easy Way News. Makes it much more easier to subscribe to each and every one of our podcast shows. And you've been using the system. You've been using Easy Way Network, and I believe you've gotten some good results. What's your experience been like? Can you tell our listening audience why they would want to become a member?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, James, thank you for leaning into the hard things. These things also have to be looked at and addressed. And
100%, yes.
So, yeah, I really appreciate that very, very much, and especially pointing out these women who are having great courage. Easy Way, man, and being up on Easy Way TV with our 100th episode, celebrating our 100th episode of Unleashed and Unstoppable podcast. Go catch it on Easy Way. I'm posting the link everywhere I post in my socials, and you can listen to us on all your favorite podcast players as well. Being a member of Easy Way has just opened phenomenal doors, Eric, and I highly recommend, if you're even thinking about it at all, jump in. I'm telling my friends all about it, my colleagues, because what you provide in terms of promotional services for your business, for networking, collaborating, opening doors for speaking events, for authors, for the every other week pitch party, where you can come in and you can pitch for absolutely free, it's something that's been of great value and benefit for me, and now for our show, right? Blogging, the newsletter, the magazine, the Radio Boomers Live, Easy Way Talk Show Live, the Meet Our Members interviews, and more of those are coming up. There's multiple reasons that I highly recommend Easy Way and have so appreciated being a member.
And I just wanted to add that Carol is just, you know, I keep saying this, but very inspirational, very helpful to so many women that want to aspire to their dreams. But on the other side, she's just such a nice person. I don't know how else to describe it. Just a nice attitude, just a nice person. I really like that, Carol. You just really, when we see you at events, you know, you have such a nice smile. And I've always said you could rule the world with a smile. But,
thank you. I received that. Thank you so much. You know,
we love having you on.
I do take a stand for humanity, for women and for humanity. And by the way, in addition to the Unleashed and Unstoppable podcast, I do have a free gift for you. I also have an extraordinarily low-cost podcast, $21 total, 10 minutes a day for the principles of wealth that I operate by and that the top 1% in the world operate by. And I have an upcoming course. I also do a little tiny bit of one-on-one coaching. Those spots are extremely limited. I do VIP days, and I also have a very wonderful year-long course available if you're interested in a program.
Oh, wow. You are busy.
Well,
what do
you
do with your spare time?
If you guys want to learn more about Carol, she is available on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Wall of Fame. com, and we let you get connected directly to our guests. And she's also on the pitch party. She's never really missed one. So if you want to meet her in person, see her beautiful, lovely face, make sure you join our easywaypitchparty.com. I get a chance to do what we call digital handshake effect. I get to know Carol. And Carol, you've been a great guest today. We're so glad to have you. And congratulations on your 100th episode of Unleashed and Unstoppable. And I'm sure people will definitely be reaching out to you and connecting with you on Easy Way I. And so thank you again. And again, we definitely recommend, guys, you get connected with Carol Register, because she is one fantastic woman, and we're so glad to have her a part of the Easy Way family as a platinum member.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol.
Very much.
Always love having you on.
So, guys, we're going to go to commercial break. And by the way, the lady that was mentioning the commercial, the Hot Topics, that was Retha Gray. They have over 5 million followers now for the Retirement House, major TikTok show, major streaming show that's just really moving and grooving like crazy. So we're going to go commercial break, and then when we come back, we have Carmelita Pittman, Carmelita's Corner, coming up. Don't go anywhere. Keep listening to Radio Boomers Live and subscribe. Go to our new EasyWayPodcast.com profile and subscribe to get kept up to date with all the cool Easy Way radio shows. Talk to you soon.
Looking to take the next step? Join the Easy Way Network and become part of our Easy Way family. Host your own TV show. Accelerate your viewership, as you will be seen on platforms such as Roku, Amazon, Apple. Brand yourself and affiliate yourself with celebrities, artists, influencers, and power players. For more information on how to start your own show, channel, or network, go to EasyWayPromotions.com. To stay updated on all our upcoming events, text EasyWay to 55678.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song Rosebud made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. Hello, hello, hello. All right, now, I just so happy to have made another trip around the sun, everyone. Yeah, I'm here today doing my thing. The only guest on the show today is yours truly, and it is truly a blessing to be alive and to be able to celebrate. And I'm going to be celebrating my birthday all month, the month of March. And for those of you who follow the signs, I am a Pisces, and that means a fish going in two directions at the same time, which is a very good description of me, because I'm all over the place. I'm what you call a multitasker. That, you know, includes doing many, many things. I happen to enjoy doing many things, which makes life very pleasurable. I mean, right now we are living in challenging times, but there's always a blessing. And as the saying goes, a silver lining. And so we, you know, just have to just be thankful, grateful for the little miracles that cross our way every day that sometimes people don't always recognize, like when a parking space opens up all of a sudden, you know, it's like it had your name on it. You just never know where your blessings are going to come from. Just the other day, my husband and I, we had a plumbing issue. In fact, the plumber is going to be on his way over to rescue us again. But I happen to have had a hot water heater, almost brand new, but I took advantage of this new energy program that the state is offering, and that has to do with the green energy. Speaking of green, Jim mentioned that just a few minutes ago. The direction that our administration wants to take the country in is green energy. So I got one of those tankless water heaters. And even though we had a pretty much close to a new heater, I, you know, didn't need it anymore. We didn't need it anymore. So we set it out in the gazebo, and we're planning, you know, to reroute it. But when the plumber came over, and, you know, I was just going to give it to him because I figured that, you know, it would be something that he could use. And he actually gave my husband and I credit, took $100 off of the bill, which was just really a blessing, you know, another little mini miracle that I was not expecting. I was just going to gift it to him, but he insisted on giving back our money. So when you, you know, go about your day, you just never know what's going to come your way. And I just think that gratitude is one of the most important things that we can practice, because it really makes a big difference in our lives. And as I said, I'm very grateful to be here. I have been around the block many, many times, as I like to say. When I say around the block, I think most of you know what I'm talking about. I have seen many moons. I have seen this city grow. I have been here from God knows when. But I do want to give you some of the experiences that I have had along the way. And I have, as I said, watched the city grow. I've been here, and I'm going to give myself away now, since they have what they call the red cars. And now we have all kinds of new ways of going places. And I've even seen driverless cars now, which really, really kind of concerns me, you know, to see cars that don't have a driver. I wonder, well, what happens to people who need assistance, you know, that may be elderly and have luggage? What do they do with a driverless car? Well, I imagine there must be an answer for that too. But let me just deviate and go back to the beginning of the show when Jim was talking about International Women's Day. Isn't it a great thing to be born on International Women's Day? And you know something, I have really been on a mission and not knowing it for many, many years. I've always been a proponent of things that help propel women forward. And I'm happy to see women making progress. You know, I'm not really much of a sports fan, but I have just recently, you know, listened to a broadcast where a lady was being complimented for excelling and being a champion in her field. Well, there was a time when women were not, you know, so much promoted as they are now. I mean, now women's sports teams are getting more notice. The women are still not getting the same pay that the men do, and some of the men are concerned that the women's teams might be taken away from their fanfare, but that's not so. But it is great to see that. And I just saw online a lady in her 90s that just achieved a championship. So as the pink lady would say, it's never too late. And she always says, age is only a number. And that's the way I look at it, too. You know, I think that, as a matter of fact, the more mature that I become, the more I think that I'm actually enjoying life. In spite of all of the challenges going on in the world, I just am only concerned that people learn to, as Rodney King said, to get along. Let's get along. It doesn't matter which side of the fence you're on. We're all from the human family. and we are family. So I just on that note want to, you know, emphasize that. And the International Day Women's Gala, which was produced by Sharon Doyle at Taglin Center in Hollywood, is just simply beyond spectacular. As Jim said, I believe there probably were at least over 400 individuals that attended, and the tickets were, you know, like $250 each, so I'm sure was a great benefit to the charity, which I happen to have recommended, Ava's Heart. Ava Kaufman was recommended to me by James Lewis Perdue Jackson II, and he's also known as Jai, which is his nickname. But he is the Beverly Hills president of the Lions Club, and he is also the CEO of Ava's Heart Foundation, and he is the person that helped her put together her board of directors, which one of them happens to be Carla Gordy, and she's a very dear friend. We've been knowing each other for a few years now. I had the privilege of having her, her mom, Iris Gordy, who most of you know is Barry Gordy's niece, and I think most of you know Barry Gordy. He's just an amazing, remarkable individual, and he doesn't let numbers slow him down either, so he's still moving and grooving. I had the opportunity of meeting him a few times and getting a photograph with him and so forth. And also, I had our Honorable Diane E. Watson in our company at the event. She is a remarkable individual, a living legacy. She just made 90 years of age, and I usually don't talk about age, but in her case, I mean, my goodness, if you can reach 90 years of age and leave behind any kind of legacy, I mean, that is something to shout about. And in fact, there is now a metro station in Los Angeles on the corner of Crenshaw and Vernon that is named after her, and it is named the Honorable Diane E. Watson Metro Station. And I hope that her niece, Melina, is listening. She was also present at the gala. I'm going to be inviting her to come on eventually to talk about the documentary that she's produced on the Honorable Diane E. Watson. And I'm just so pleased to have her as part of my life. She has been a huge supporter of the Rose Breast Cancer Society for many, many years. And we also honored her mom, who did reach 100 years of age. And we gave her her roses while she could still smell them. And so, anyway, I'm not quite sure about the time I need to. I have a tendency to blabber on and on. But I think I have a couple of more minutes. Anyway, I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned about the documentary. That is winning all kinds of awards. And I'm just so proud of Melina with the wonderful job that she's done. And we also had Barbara Cordova, who is the president and founder of Artists for a Better World. And, you know, she just gave me such a wonderful card with an amazing message in it, because she said that, you know, the one thing that I do is to support other artists and promote, you know, people who are talented and gifted, because, you know, we all should share. It's like what Eric says, you know, we compliment one another and promote one another, and that's what it's all about. and sharing the light. And I like to believe that we are light bearers, doing our best to shine the light to make the world a better place. And I can be reached by visiting the broadcasting network. I've been blessed to have been on Carmelita's Corner segment since 2016. And Eric has just done a fantastic job with his dad of building this broadcasting network. It's unbelievable. And, he just keeps growing. He's got not just what he started out with, but now he's got a full television broadcasting network, and he's got all these young people on board. He's got people like Carolyn Register on board and so many more. Now he's got the pitch party going. Oh, my goodness. It just goes on and on and on. So I'm just happy to be on the caboose of the train. Eric, I know he probably gets a kick out of me talking about being on the caboose of the Eric Zuli train, but I mean that because, my goodness, the engine between Eric and his dad is just unstoppable, like Carolyn says about her title of her show. It's unstoppable, and I'm just proud to be part of it. And I want to thank everybody who's been supporting the Broadcasting Network and supporting Carmelita's Corner all these years. And I plan to make some more trips around the sun. So how about that one? And before I go, I want to give a shout-out to Ron Pritchard, who is the Sammy Davis tribute artist, and to our wonderful Pepper J and John Michael Ferrari, because I know they said they were going to be tuning in to listen. And I hope that I didn't miss anything, because, as usual, I always have a mouthful. So I'm going to go on ahead and get on my horse now, everybody, and ride off into the sunset. Okay. Bye, y'all. Have a good day.
Carmelita's Corner, once again, thank you so much for those kind words, Carmelita. We really, really appreciate you. And it's funny hearing.
Happy birthday, Carmelita, too. I got shot.
Yeah, definitely happy birthday month to you. And you know, we're both Pisces. We are both the I didn't know that, by the way. I didn't know fish were swimming in different directions. I thought it was just a fish swimming and going in and out the obstacles. But but yeah, thank you so much for all that kind words. We so appreciate you. So,
and we got another little birthday present for her. So,
another awesome show, Radio Boomers Live. This was incredible. And you know, we actually have a couple of people that have subscribed, so thank you so much for the new subscribers. Glad that you enjoyed the show. Remember, we do this every Monday morning, 10 a.m. To 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And remember, we do it live. It's not so easy to do a live show every single Monday. Most people do archives and they play reruns. We don't. We do live shows Monday. We are always here.
Absolutely. You got to be ready to rock and roll. Eric surprised me one day when he said there was a technical issue. We're going to go live, but we're going to go live on Zoom. And when you're young, it's one thing, but when you're older, it's like, God, I got to get ready, because you don't look the same when you wake up. But
I want to remind everybody too, when you go to the new Radio Boomers Live podcast profile page, which is easywaypodcast.com/podcast/radio-boomers, there is a write a review, so you can write reviews on the show if you enjoy the show, as well as a subscribe button. And you can check out all the other platforms that we're on, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon, et cetera. Press the share button, please. Use the social media links. And remember, just the same way that we're doing this podcast, we could be doing the same for you. It starts as low as $100 a month, and you can boost your podcast. And you can put everything in one simple place, allow people to submit to be a guest or advertiser. And soon we'll have the actual advertising system for podcasters to be able to make money on our patent-pending podcast system. I want to encourage everybody to go to easywaynews.com. Easywaynews.com is the new official news site. Shout out to Gucci, our program director, and as well as Dr. Dante Sears, editor-in-chief for Easyway News. for this amazing site. It's a lot, but it's our way of really keeping the EasyWay family news up to date. A couple of things coming up. You know, we have EasyWay news. Might as well tell you guys the news. We did just recently put out the NSMA Red Carpet Award Show. The official episode is up on EasyWay News, so go check that out. That's all the top influencers pretty much in the industry that all come around once a year to the National Social Media Awards, one of our partners. Shout outs to Cassandra. We also have the Voices Heard Energy Magazine interviews, two episodes up of top interviews up on EasyWay Family, the latest news. And then my show, Easy Talk Live, I do specials sometimes when I have special guests that want to be on the show. And we have confirmed that March 27th, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we will be interviewing Darth Vader himself from Rogue One, the Star Wars story, as well as he's on Guardians of the Galaxy and Fast and Furious and Men in Black International, Harry Potter, it goes on and on. Spencer Wilding is a pretty big actor. So we're really looking forward to the behind the scenes on there. Shout outs to Kay Coven. You guys go to kcoven.com, one of our sponsors for Radio Boomers Live. There's also the co-producer with Dick Clark. We just did a great interview with him and so many more. Just check out all the stories. Dad, I'm going to go ahead and give you the microphone. I got to check the door here real quick. I'll be right back.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, individuals like Carol Register and Carmelita Pittman and Ava Kaufman, they are inspirations to women. They have their trials and challenges, and there they are reaching out to try to inspire and help so many others in reaching their goals and getting through their challenges. But, I really enjoyed that event. So anyway,
yeah, we also want to give a shout out to ROI Track, one of our official, that's actually our first official advertiser, Jim Bannon, ROI Track. Make sure you check out roitrack.com, who invented his version of the QR code. It's a call to action. You guys need to definitely check out that. Click on that banner and learn more about his technology. And there's so many events coming up. Make sure you check out the new official events calendar on EasyWay News. So if you want to see, there's literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 events coming up just in March alone.
A lot of events coming up. And with that, Mark, I just wanted to say I'm really really impressed on all the nonprofits they support. And I was on the old media wall there, and I was sharing. What BBC is our own nonprofit, Better Visions for Children, bbccharity.org. What we do basically is bring awareness to children's eye issues, vision issues like amblyopia and myopia, and we support testing and research. And that's our part one vision, and our part two vision is bringing hope and inspiration to children in the foster community or children in need. Bringing visions opening doors to possible futures they could have by showing them different livelihoods and experiencing what it's like going to some situations like an engineering location or a possible field would be. We would take them out and give them exposure in these different fields. And even in sports, take them to a driving range or take them to an etiquette school. So it gives them a wide variety that might give them hopes and inspirations for their future. But with that, Eric,
the Better Vision for Children organization, there's a shout out to all the people that have been supporting. We have a big event coming up this year. We are selling tickets right now for the dinner. It's $150 a plate currently at this moment, early bird, but it is going to go up. So make sure you guys get your early bird ticket. We're going to have a huge light blue carpet, which will be represented for Better Vision for Children, a huge, huge carpet with Getty images. And it's just going to be a very spectacular supportive event with the City and County of Mission Viejo, with the Mission Viejo Chamber of Commerce. And so many people are already, because, you know, this is our fourth annual Easy Way Awards, and what's Easy Way Awards is going to sponsor the Better Vision for Children fundraiser, dinner gala. And so that will be in the calendar. More information will be up on that. And if anybody wants to come in and support, let us know. The Easy Way Easy Way TV app is going to be up and out here soon, definitely before moving into the new month. So we're going to be right there in the palm of your hands, guys. Make it real simple for you guys to have your own social network, your own communication, your own ways to listen to the podcast, your own ways to put your own events, your own promotions. All your promotions is going to be going to people that much easier with push notifications. Like, it's going to get so much more simpler to use the Easy Way system here soon. The mobile app is coming out here soon. So thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Appreciate everybody. Remember, same Easy Way time, same Easy Way channel every Monday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you to Carmelita's Corner, Carol Register. Great segment today. Great interview. If you guys want to be interviewed on Radio Boomers Live, just email easywaypromotions@gmail.com, easywaypromotions@gmail.com, or go to the Easy Way Podcast profile. Go to our profile. We're going to be adding a button, a message button, which will take you to our social network, and then you can message us directly. You can chat with us directly. You can start interacting with us directly. We're going to be adding an interactive chat system for you guys to be able to chat with the show while the show is going on real time. A lot of great new updates. Please tell your friends, press the share button, and don't forget to follow us at Easy Way Family on Instagram, Easy Way Family on Facebook. We have our group close to 2.8 K members now, 2,800 members. So join the Easy Way Family group on Facebook as well as LinkedIn. So if you're LinkedIn, Facebook, or Easy Way user, Instagram, make sure that you join those, follow those, stay in touch. That's where we put a lot of our updates. We are definitely trying to grow that Instagram. And follow me. I have over 1 million followers. Follow me, Eric Zulian, on Instagram, verified account. There's only one. Or the Easy Way TV Instagram. Oh, that's another thing too, guys, is make sure you install our Easy Way TV channel, because we got a lot of great content coming out on Easy Way TV every other, and pretty much every other week, or sometimes every week if we can. Check out a lot of the new content coming on Easy Way TV every week as much as we can. We want to put your content on there. So email us, easywaytv@gmail.com. All right. Thanks so much, guys. We are going to bid you guys adieu now, and shout outs to the listeners. There's a lot of listeners that stayed on. In fact, you know what? I'm just going to give give the listeners that are still on right now the opportunity to say hello and see if they are here, and they want to say hello on air.
All right. So sounds like a winner.
Area code's 407, and then last four digits 7975. If you are there, go ahead and tell us your name and where you're calling in from. Say hello real quick. All right. Sometimes they're shy. Sometimes they don't necessarily come on. But let's go ahead and go to area code 443-1962. Area code 443, last four digits, 1962. If you're there, tell us your name and where you're calling in from. Say hello.
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 How are you?
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Wanda Muir, M-U-I-R, Oliver. And I am actually a friend of Carmelita's, and I wanted to wish her a happy birthday. I live in Maryland.
Oh, cool.
Great. Well, Wanda, it was a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And we hope that you will subscribe. Did you enjoy the show?
Oh, great, great show. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Great. I'm sure Carmelita knows that you're – if Carmelita's not here now I'm sure that she'll listen to the archive, listening to you here, and she'll say thank you for the happy birthday wish and thank you for the support. And do you want to tell us real quick what you do, and is there anything you want to promote?
Yes, I am an author, poet, actress, and a speaker, and I just released my book. My first ebook is called Realities of Life, with a foreword by the icon Dorothy Irene Height. And it's on Amazon now. It was just released the other month.
Well, you're going to have to join our
congratulations.
You're going to have to join our pitch party on Zoom this Thursday. You can promote your book and so much more. Do you have an account with us?
No, I don't. I'm just getting one for the first time.
Well, great. So you're going to want to make sure that you go to easy. Well, write this down if you have a pen or paper, or put it on your phone. Go to letter E, letter Z, Easy Way, W-A-Y, Easy Way, I, the letter I, EasyWayI.com.
Okay.
And then it's going to ask you for an invite code, and the invite code is Carmelita.
All right.
So once you create your account, you'll be able to connect into our network and tell everybody about your book, and we'll chat with you a little further, see how we can maybe help you get that out to millions of people.
Awesome. What time on Thursday?
4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our mega pitch parties is always 4 to 6 Pacific Standard Time p.m.
Thursday. Eastern.
Yeah, so
yeah,
it would be 7 your time.
Okay, 7 my time.
So cool. Glad you could call
in. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you on Thursday. Look forward to seeing your face, and welcome to the EasyWay family.
Oh, I do as well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
All right, guys.
Time
so
fast, Eric.
That's how it goes. And, you know, that's what I think we're going to start doing, Dad, is we'll make sure we put a little time and effort for anybody that calls in to introduce themselves and say hello at the end of the show like that. Our reward for all you guys for staying on the show. And thank you so much, guys, for being part of the EasyWay family and or listening today.
Thank you.
We will catch you guys next week.
Remember, it takes courage to grow up and become who you really are. Nobody can be you better than you. So with that, Radio Boomers Live next Monday morning, 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and we want to share what we have with you.
Thank you for
guys.
Listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com, that's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com, to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching EasyWay Family. That's letter E, letter Z, EasyWay Family. Subscribe to our show at EasyWayPodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.